Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. And, Dan, I got to tell you, buddy, I'm surprised that we're still on the air after last week's, but both of us haven't been fired yet, and we still have people in the listening audience.
Yeah, I think that is just a sad commentary on all the people we work with, that they'll tolerate
not
this kind of nonsense.
Tasteless we are, but how tasteless the audience is.
Yeah, they have no standards.
Well, actually, you all enjoyed last week's responses to TikTok videos so much that not only did it not get David Hannon fired, he actually asked for a pay raise. And that got him fired, but we hired him back immediately. And his idea was to do something similar this week with some of the profundities from our elected officials talking about the Second Amendment, our constitutional right to secure our unalienable rights to keep and bear armaments.
Now, these guys are all gun authorities, of course.
Well, you can tell. You can tell by listening to them talk.
They're absolute
experts.
They have it together.
So, David, without any further ado, let's go ahead and get started. I can hardly wait. You know, last week was so much fun, I only had to duct tape my head for as soon as I got home. But I can hardly wait for this week. So, let's see what we got, folks.
All right, here we go.
And they showed me an x-ray. He said a 22 caliber bullet will lodge in the lung, and we can probably get it out, maybe able to get it, and save the life. A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. So the idea of these high caliber weapons is of, there is simply no rational basis for it in terms of what we hear about self-protection, hunting. I mean, and remember, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, was never absolute.
What?
He is absolutely wrong.
Wait a second. The Second Amendment was never absolute? But before we get to the rest of this insanity, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh.
Well, I think what he's implying is that freedom of speech does have limits. I mean, I can't slander you. I can't, as the old saying goes, walk into a theater and yell fire. And I think what he's saying is that the Second Amendment has some limits.
I need a brown paper sack so I don't hyperventilate. That's what I need. I need to make sure we get
especially
one.
Today.
Here's the thing. Yeah, there are limits, and there's the responsibility of self-governance and morality to kick
right,
in.
Exactly.
Obviously,
that's the thing.
If someone commits a crime and commits assault, whether there was hate involved or not,
then there's
the criminal prosecution.
Yeah.
However, there were 13. Once upon a time, there were 13 sovereign states, and they worked together in a affiliation they had been invaded by a tyranny called Great Britain.
I thought the federal government created the states.
Absolutely. That's what he thinks.
Oh.
No, that's wrong.
No.
Yeah. And it was the 13 states that created a limited central or general government. The 13 states gave permission to that limited general government to do certain defined things and only those
like
things.
Like control firearms?
Yes. No.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, the Constitution was so controversial that those 13 states that had created the Constitution
said go pound
none
sand.
Of them would ratify it until it had been amended 10 times.
Yeah.
We now call that the Bill of Rights, which don't provide any rights, but are 10 absolute exclamation
statements
parts,
of
reminders
rights.
That things that the federal government cannot ever do.
The negative powers of the federal government. Because the Constitution originally only listed the positive powers of government. And like I often tell people, those in that generation were far more concerned about what the government could do to them than what it could do for them.
They had just fought a war to liberate
themselves from
their own tyrannical government.
Central government.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So under no condition can the federal government pass any restriction on our God-given, unalienable rights of self-defense.
That
and understand
is right.
this. When they say, well, does that mean you can own a tank? Actually, it does.
Yes.
If you can afford a tank and you operate it properly and you don't infringe upon anyone else's rights or do harm with it, you can have an Apache helicopter if you have a pilot's license. The Redcoats, the regulars that were going up to Lexington and Concord. It wasn't just to arrest Adams and
they were going to get the Hancock. Firearms.
And it wasn't just muskets. Those citizens cannons. Of Lexington actually had cannons.
Cannons.
Yeah, the Church of Lexington and the Church of Concord actually had cannon. And that's what the regulars were going up to take and to take away their right of self-defense, which have been absolute unlimited tyranny over the subjects rather than citizens. When you lose your ability to defend yourself from a tyrannical government, then you become a subject rather than a citizen.
Let me also add here, they're always talking about assault weapons, and I'm sure we're probably going to hear some about that here in a moment. But you realize that the flintlock in 1776 would have been categorized as an assault weapon. It was a military grade
state-of-the-art
weapon. Mm-hmm. In fact, the flintlocks that we purchased from France were purchased from their military arsenals in Charleville, Etnine, and Marlborough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the local community that they call the militia, basically the congregation.
Were the armed citizenry.
Were the armed citizens that came together to defend their community.
Exactly.
And they could own anything that they could afford.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, so that is absolutely wrong. It's amazing that somehow or other this man is who, when they chose to steal the election, why wouldn't you put somebody fairly articulate or even halfway competent in that position?
Because you can't control a person like that.
Yeah, maybe
this guy is a puppet.
Yeah,
he says whatever they tell him to say or whatever idiotic things that he, if you look through his entire career, he's been an idiot.
No doubt.
I mean, he was an idiotic senator. Mm-hmm. I mean, go back and listen to the nonsense.
Now he's just a senile idiot.
Now he's half there.
Yeah,
and so half of an idiot is what, double the idiot?
A 9mm
Blows
a lung out. That is just factually. Well, much like the other statement that say there are limits on the Second Amendment, that the federal government has no authority there. None whatsoever.
No, right. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. Yeah. If they wanted to. First of all, only the legislature can make law. So the Supreme Court can offer opinions, not rulings, and the president cannot make law.
Right.
Only Congress can make law. That's why Congress is handcuffed there.
Well, and if you remember, if you read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, paraphrase, it says, these limit the federal government.
Yep.
That's why the First Amendment begins with the words, Congress shall make
no law.
Okay, so what part of no law do they not get?
Yep.
Then the Second Amendment says, this right shall not be infringed.
Yep.
So what part of shall not be infringed, right?
I mean, how much clearer can you get?
Well, you really can't get any clearer.
In other words, they can't even raise taxes on firearms or ammunition because that infringes. Taxation, as the Supreme Court itself says, taxes is the power to control and the power to destroy.
Yep.
So Congress cannot infringe upon our right to keep America. So they can't limit it by taxes. They can't limit it by anything.
Okay, so let's go back to let's go back to the video we just saw.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about a .22 bullet.
I know.
Okay, so it's fired out of a .22, and he says that the expert says that we can remove that bullet from the person that's been shot. Okay, that's probably true. Okay, you probably stand a better chance of surviving if you're shot with a .22, unless of course you're shot between the eyes directly in the heart, than you are if you're hit with a 9mm or, of course, then a .45, which is my weapon of choice, or whatever. But isn't the purpose of self-defense to take out the threat?
Mm-hmm.
It's not to bruise them
so
that they can continue to come at you.
Right.
So if we're going to go to war, for instance, why don't we just issue .22s to all of our soldiers?
Why don't we just issue slingshots?
Yeah, work for cap guns.
Yeah, cap guns.
Well, pellet.
Actually, we can just teach our guys to say, boom! Maybe that'll work.
BB guns burr up under the skin. Ooh, like that, you know?
I'm going to raise a welt on you.
And you'll shoot an eye out.
Yeah.
And so you'll blind them. You'll blind them, and then they're no threat. You shot their eyes out.
We can go on. I'm sure there's probably more that.
Well there is.
So let's see what we've got next.
Okay, but let's first of all deal with the fact that a 9mm, first of all, will not blow someone's lung out. I'm not even sure that a .45 will actually blow someone's lung out. Okay, that's a 9 right there. And if you talk to anyone in law enforcement or anyone who knows anything about firearms, they will tell you that even though they wouldn't not recommend a 9mm, a 9mm typically does not have a lot of stopping power. And unless you hit that person right in the heart or in between the eyes, they're probably going to still be able to do you some harm.
Yep. Yep, that, exactly.
No, yeah.
A 40 caliber or 45, much more effective.
Well, because you're trying to stop to eliminate the threat, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole purpose. Of course, the purpose of the Second Amendment really
yes.
was not self-defense.
Right.
And that's the thing that we need to remember. It was self-defense, but self-defense against an out-of-control government.
Exactly. So, yeah, we're going to get to that. But here, the Second Amendment has nothing to do with sporting rifles.
Right.
Same man has nothing to do with hunting.
And it really, honestly, has nothing to do with self-defense because they all understood that you had the right to defend
the
yourself.
The whole debate go ahead.
Well, Alexander Hamilton was killed in a duel.
Yep. Yeah.
So they believed in the right to defend one's honor.
Yep.
So that was really, that went without being said. The reason they wrote it is because they wanted people to be able to defend themselves against a government that they had just fought.
1783, they had just finished and signed the peace treaty with Great Britain after liberating themselves from the tyranny of a out-of-control king and government.
And the only way you could do that is by blowing someone's lung out, right?
1787, they thought it would be a wise idea in order to improve the Articles of Confederation, which, by the way, is debatable whether it was a wise. Some of it was good, some of it maybe wasn't. But they were making sure that nobody ever forgot that the federal government had no authority to disarm and make subjects out of its citizens.
So at the Battle of Bunker Hill, Commander Prescott, Colonel Prescott said, boys, don't fire until your 22s can make a bruise or a welt on somebody's arm, right?
Pump your pellet guns up to 10. We want to really give them redcoats a licking.
And the truth is, if you've ever been to Bunker Hill, if you can line up with one of the, it's actually Breed's Hill where the battle initially took place. If there's one of the streets, when I lead tours there, I line everybody up so they can see down one of the streets. It's really a great incline up. Up. They were mowing the redcoats down like bowling pins.
They told them to shoot low, shoot
that's
at
right.
the waist.
Because normally soldiers get the adrenaline going and they shoot high. That's just the typical.
But they were
mowing them down. In fact, after the Battle of Bunker Hill, we lost that battle because we ran out of ammo.
That's right.
And the British had bayonets and the militia didn't. Because remember, we still didn't have an official military in June of 75. So the British commanders got together after the victory and they were bragging about it. And one of the commanders said, yes, and with one more victory like that, we'll lose the war.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they had lost so many redcoats.
Yeah.
Now, here's the point. They weren't aiming at their lungs or their shoulders or nick them in the shin. They were shooting for center body mass or the head. They were trying to kill those guys. As terrible as it is, the purpose of war is to blow up stuff and kill people.
Vice President Biden has obviously seen too many Roy Rogers.
He is a moron.
Westerns. Shoot him in the hand. Shoot the pistol out of the hand.
Like
here, we'll just wing him. Hey, this guy's coming at me with a Bowie knife. Hey, I'll shoot his toe.
I'll shoot his belt buckle and his britches will fall down. And that way you'll grab his britches and I'll run and pop him one.
I saw that in a Western. It's got to be true. Right?
Yeah. What it is these guys hate liberty.
Mm-hmm.
They do not want people to be self-governing or independent. And they'll use anything
that's standing in the way of global governance right now. By the way, that's what President Trump was talking about. The future doesn't rest in the hands of globalists. There is a reason for strong countries. But these guys, America has been the stumbling block to going into globalism because of our freedom. And the reason America is not like Canada or Australia or China is we have seen the incredible acts of tyranny against those people that are subjects and not citizens is because of the Second Amendment.
And let me say one other thing. Yeah. Typically, now I realize there are always some exceptions to a rule, but typically people who are gun control advocates grew up in the city.
Yeah.
They did not grow up typically out in the country. Most of them have never handled firearms. They don't understand the proper use. They're terrified of them.
Yeah.
I've met them.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you Biden knows little to nothing about firearms.
No.
And by the way, Thomas Jefferson, I'm going to paraphrase, but he actually said this. He said that if ever Americans were all compressed together in large cities living on top of one another, it wouldn't be but just a matter of time until we'd lose our liberties.
Mm-hmm.
And notice it's the big cities
and
people like Joe Biden who've never lived out in the country and grew up on the farm, who don't understand the use of firearms, who are the most against them.
Mm-hmm.
Except they surround themselves with people with fully automatic weapons, including Nancy Pelosi. What hypocrites.
Walls and gates are good for their residences, and security guards are good for them, but not for you.
Well, it's just like when the Pope said a couple of years ago that we ought to be building bridges instead of walls.
Yeah.
He said that inside the walls of the Vatican with 40-foot walls.
And security. So, very good.
Armed security.
Yeah.
Fully automatic.
Thou shalt not kill unless you try to get inside the walls of the Vatican.
Well, they were fully automatic 22s.
Ah, that's
because all they want to do is just put a bullet in the lung. They don't want to blow anybody's lung out.
Shoot it out of his hands.
In fact, in all of their wars, it.
The man's an embarrassment. I don't know why his wife would have allowed them to do what they've done to him.
Because she's just as crazy and just as evil.
Evil, egocentrical, this lust for power to be called president. I mean, what little history the man had.
He has none.
What little legacy he had. He's just made a complete ass out of himself.
Yes,
he's completely embarrassed.
He has. And I'll tell you what, if Americans don't see that, and if we don't bow up and say enough of that kind of nonsense, we deserve anything we get.
Well, we'll see what Justin
Trudeau. You deserve to be shot with a .22.
One country to the north. You see his idiots already trying to.
Well, he's going to, in a couple of decades, he intends to have all firearms.
And let me tell you, law enforcement officers, recognize what your job is. It's not to carry out unjust laws. Just like the Hebrew midwives, they were commanded by the law to take the Hebrew babies and throw them in the river. And they said, no, that is not a just law. That is immoral. We will not do that. Just as Daniel refused to stop praying, just as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego disobeyed the law and wouldn't bow to the golden image of
Nebuchadnezzar. Three asbestos boys wouldn't burn.
That's right.
Yeah.
If the guy, look at what happened. Let's just take, for example, and I'm not making any connections here.
By the way, we're going to go over time.
Look
go
at
ahead.
What happened in Germany. You had a tyrant gain control.
Yeah.
There was a very small percentage of the population that actually saw things as he did. That's why he had
By the way, he had gotten rid of guns before.
Exactly. But then the others were carrying out his illegal actions because they were afraid to do anything that might get them in trouble. But if a law officer carries out an illegal command, then that law officer, we know from the Nuremberg trials, There's no excusing yourself and saying, hey, I was just carrying out orders.
If
you commit a crime that violates natural law, then you're guilty.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the last time I checked, outlaws don't care about the laws. Thus, they are outlaws.
You know what? I heard a story the other day.
You did?
A guy was going into the bank. A citizen, I think it was some bank here in Edmond.
Yeah.
He'd intended to rob it. But when he got to the door, he noticed a sticker on the door that said
"Thou shalt not rob banks."
Said, weapons aren't allowed.
Oh,
he can't carry. So it foiled his plans. He was going in and rob. Said,
he couldn't break that law.
Well,
he
no.
was going to do armed robbery.
Plans. Exactly.
Yeah. So the point is, you can pass any law you want, but those who are outlaws don't care
because they live outside the law.
Thus,
they don't care.
They are outlaws.
And all of these shootings take place in either gun-free cities.
Which are target-rich environments.
Exactly. Or gun-free buildings.
Yeah. Again, target-rich environments.
The only thing stops a bad guy with a gun is
a good guy with a gun.
Okay.
That's all right. Okay. Boy, if we go that long on the other two, this will be the longest podcast in the history of podcasts. All right. Go to number two. Oop. There we go.
This right here has ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second.
Okay, so he's got a 30 caliber clip. Now, I do understand that if you're shooting 30 caliber, then the clip would be...
technically, you would put 30 caliber bullets in
in
a magazine that holds 30 caliber bullets.
And
but he was referencing most ARs have a magazine capacity of 30 bullets if you put them in the magazine.
Right.
Which is
30
rounds. Obviously what he thought he was going to say, 30
exactly.
rounds.
And most ARs are not 30 caliber.
No, they're 2
They're either 2, 2, 3, or... Okay. But here's the other thing. He says it'll shoot those 30 rounds in a half a second. Will a Vulcan gun, the one that's the Gatling gun, will it even shoot?
Have we seen that one yet? I mean, that's coming up in the next
one. Oh, is that coming up?
That's coming in the next one, yeah. That's the incentive. But see, these
but
are
it won't
people,
shoot. It
these
won't
are the
even
people
shoot that,
that are making the gun laws, and they know nothing about
Well,
guns.
That's the point that I made a while ago.
That's right.
Most of these people are talking about something they're completely unfamiliar with. See, I bet you that guy did not grow up around firearms. Mm-hmm. He didn't probably spend a lot of time out hunting or whatever, or target shooting just for fun. So naturally, these people are terrified because typically that which you do not understand or you're unfamiliar with, you're wary or terrified of. You're fearful of.
They are either ignorant. Some of them are, obviously.
Well, yeah.
But a lot of them are just downright evil. I mean, they are trying to manipulate the masses that don't know any better.
Yeah, so this whole thing is really not about guns. It's about control.
Yeah, about tyranny.
And it's about, it's about power, governmental force.
Next time we tell you to take the vaccine,
you'll take it.
You're going to take it.
And it doesn't matter. And if we tell you to shut your church down, you're going to shut it down.
Absolutely.
And don't you ask another question.
We tell you to wear a mask, you better put on 10 of them. We decide to come in your house and search your house for masks that aren't being used.
Well, here's the deal. We'll tell them, hey, we'll shut down our church right after we perform your funeral.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Okay.
All right.
What's the next one?
M16 can fire 350
rounds
in 30 seconds.
Okay.
M16, but that's fully automatic.
So that's about fully automatic M16. I think that's next video. Okay. But it's about 11 bullets a second. And what did he say?
But that's fully auto.
I know, exactly.
No, yeah.
But what did he say? It's like 30
rounds in half a second.
No, that's factually.
Well first of all, what he was holding
600%
up.
600% off.
Except it's worse than that because he's holding up a semi-automatic, meaning
that's right.
That it will only fire every time you pull the
pull,
trigger.
One pull, one shot.
No, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, the guy is completely messed up because they don't. Of course, they do. I think they do this on purpose. They conflate fully auto with semi-auto, and semi-auto is just a shot every time you pull the trigger.
Or call them assault weapons. These are not assault weapons.
It's because it's shaped
these
like
these are semi-automatic rifles, semi-automatic pistols. They just call them assault rifles because they painted black.
And by the way,
they kind of look like
know that the AR was a sporting rifle before that style was ever used in the military.
No, I didn't know that.
That's why they're called sporting rifles.
Really?
Exactly right.
I did not
It was
that.
A sporting rifle first, and then the military integrated it into their design for the M16 and the whole thing.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
So the whole thing's built on a lie, everything. Yeah.
They are a lie.
Yeah, no, that's right. Okay. All right, what do we got next, David?
I like the music, by the way.
I'm also the only guy that got assault weapons banned, and the
it's
number of clips in a gun
there.
Banned.
They aren't assault weapons. That's a lie. They're sporting, as you said, a sporting rifle. He calls, these are not automatic weapons. They're not actually even military.
They're not.
Weapons.
They've started off as sporting rifles.
And it's one pull, one shot.
Round. That's
one
exactly
pull,
right.
One shot.
Now, that's the same as a semi-automatic shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have pump, but
bang,
you also have semi-automatic bang,
boom.
Bang, bang.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go. Blah, blah, blah.
Let me ask you a question. I thought about this the other day. Do you remember back in December? That was awfully good, too.
It was, it's really good.
Back in December.
I learned that by preaching.
Back in December. We could just go ahead and take Baptist off. We just become charismatic.
We actually could.
That's actually
could.
Pretty good tongue
You
talk.
Want to grow?
No. I want to become Episcopal so we can start drinking and not have a guilty conscience about it.
Why? You haven't let that stop you until
sorry.
Now? Go ahead.
That's not supposed to air. Okay. Now, what was I about to talk about?
I have no
idea.
You
just absolutely threw me off my train of thought.
Yeah, I said, you know, a shotgun, single shot, boom, 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 even though it's a semi-automatic.
You ruined the show now. I forgot where we were going. Oh,
it's
here's
over.
What it was. And what was it in Wisconsin? Remember the during Christmas parade?
Yeah.
Where a gentleman,
vehicle.
Gentleman nothing, used a car.
It was a fully automatic car.
Yeah, probably was. Them automatic cars, we're going to mandate. There's only standard transmissions in automobiles.
You could have been going to
ran over 60 people. 60 people in a car.
We should ban
anybody
fully
call,
automatic cars.
Did anybody? Yeah. Well, that's the logic. Did anybody call for the ban of automobiles?
No.
No?
No. Although Biden really is working on it.
Yeah.
He really doesn't
yeah,
want you to have an automobile.
Right.
Well, because that means independence.
Sure.
They hate independence.
The
they want everybody control, dependent.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, you're exactly right, Paul. So they didn't call for the banning of automobiles. Now, what about these killings by knife? You do know that more homicides are committed by knife than are by gun.
Or
the numbers actually show that.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, so why don't we ban all knives? So the chef, he'll have to use, what, a sharp stick? Or, you know?
Not.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Let's just say for a moment that these guys were successful and they banned all guns. All right, then you just use a car to kill people. All right, so we'll ban cars. All right, well, I'll use a spear. Okay, we'll ban spears. Well, then I'm going to use a bow and arrow. I mean, ultimately, you get to Genesis and use a rock.
Right, exactly, that's exactly, yeah.
So we're going to ban rocks. I mean, the bottom line is, if someone wants to do bad things and they want to kill people, they will find a way to do it.
Here's the thing. We want, as Christians, we recognize that man has a sin nature.
Yes.
We want to see man redeemed, come face to face with Jesus, be born again, and have a new nature.
Right.
Where a man is moral and self-governing. Therefore, he is free because he is trustworthy and self-governing. I've had guns for years. It's amazing. My guns never go out on shooting sprees.
Really?
Amazing. My car never goes out drunk driving at night when I'm not paying any attention. How is that?
I don't know.
The problem is not with the inanimate object. It's the soul of the man. And we won't address that. We say man is good. We can't say anything he does is bad because it might offend him. It's politically incorrect. We don't preach about that anymore.
Right. Exactly.
And of course,
we don't.
The socialist idea is man is flawed. Man is not flawed. Man is perfectible. It's his environment that causes him to do bad things.
Yeah.
No, it's the wickedness of the man that caused him to
well,
do
let's,
bad
let's
things.
Well, let's see. Adam and Eve were at the moment sinless
in
a
nice
perfect garden,
yep.
And they screwed it up.
Yep.
So if we're the end result of our environment, then I guess they would have never sinned.
Can't blame the environment, can you?
No, exactly. And the whole deal, Paul, is that they refuse to look at the real cause. Because the real cause is sin, and they've rejected that whole paradigm. They don't want to believe in a God to whom they are accountable. They don't want to believe that we're sinners. We're all, you know, we're all
victims. We're victims of our circumstances.
And we're the masters of our own destiny.
Yep.
And the whole thing. And so these guys are just not only motivated by incredibly flawed thinking at the base, at the spiritual level, but then they're idiots.
Yep.
When they say stuff, that they're just morons.
Well, think about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And, of course,
exactly.
That's the primary application. But then there are some secondary applications. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yeah.
You don't have to put a fence up because I'm not going to go do anything bad on your property.
No, exactly.
I'm not going to have a dog on your
property. If people are right in their hearts.
Yep, absolutely.
To be honest with you, I guess technically, now we'll never get to this spot till Jesus comes. But you know what? When the Lord sets up his kingdom, there will be no laws.
No.
There will be no need for laws. So if you could get man pure enough, we would actually not need any laws. Now, we're not going to get there on this earth without the Lord, obviously.
Jeremiah says, written in the law of your heart, written on the,
exactly.
The stone, tablet of stone, it's on, written on your heart.
Okay, so Abraham's nephew is kidnapped, and his family, and many others, all of his possessions are stolen.
Yep.
What did Abraham do? He had a big prayer meeting.
318, I'm sorry,
He had a big prayer meeting, and he said, man, I wish I could do something about that, but I don't have any 22s. And so there's just nothing that I can do. Because if I used my 9mm, I'd blow somebody's lung out. Now, what does he do?
318 trained and armed men.
Exactly.
Went up and rescued Lot and the others.
And fought in a war.
Fought and killed.
And how do we know that God approved of Abraham's actions?
Melchizedek.
There was a priest named Melchizedek.
Yep.
And what does he do from God? He blesses Abraham coming back from the victory with all the spoils with him.
Yep.
So all the evidence is there.
Yep.
Okay, so now the children of Israel are going into the land of Canaan, pagans. Mm-hmm. There's a guy named Joshua. Mm-hmm. And what does Joshua do in the valley?
Well, they get attacked by the Amalekites that wanted to kill all the Jews.
Uh-huh.
So, and this is a perfect
and so
example.
They pulled out their 22s, shot them in the kneecap.
That's right. They winged them.
There you go.
Moses went up on the mountaintop and prayed. And at the same time, Joshua and Caleb were
prayed
in the
too.
Valley. With spears and swords and bows and arrows
using
and shields
them?
And killing the enemy and protecting their people.
Would those be assault weapons that they were using?
They were absolutely state-of-the-art assault weapons.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, for all of these that are so high and mighty, well, you know, we're Christians and we believe in peace. Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
If you know the Lord, the last thing in the world you want to do is to shoot at someone, to fight with someone, to be in any kind of violent situation. But throughout Scripture, we find God's people standing up for what is right. Paul,
I thought we told you
go to the restroom first.
Man.
For Pete's sake.
Boys, and, I'm sorry.
And you know, here's the thing. They'll have not even heard the sound of that bulb going out. So it just did, right?
Well, you know what? I think the Lord's telling us that.
I think maybe he's saying, boys, that's enough of that.
I think we've beat this horse to death.
I think we have. So here's what I would say to our fellow preachers and Christians. Don't give in to this pacifist nonsense. Now, he's tearing the table down. He's tearing up the whole thing. Hey, can I close with the story of Samuel Phillips Payson?
As long as you promise to close.
Oh, I will. Okay. I will close. I promise. Okay. So, living in Chelsea, Massachusetts, which now is a part of Boston, used to be a separate little community, there was a preacher named Samuel Phillips Payson in the 1770s. And he was perturbed about the British, just like all the other black robe preachers who were actually gathering up regiments. But he was against fighting the British, Paul, because he was kind of one of these guys who said, well, you know, violence and all that, until the British fired on the citizens in Lexington and then went on over to Concord. And Samuel Phillips Payson, who had been against fighting, actually went, got his flintlock, gathered up other men, and was lining the road. There were many, but he was in the mix that led from Concord back to Boston, and he was firing away into the Redcoats. And this is a guy who had been saying that I'm all about peace. And yet, when he had to defend those who were innocent, he did so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what we are all about.
So, we need to preach this, guys. Yep. Don't give in. Stand strong. You're not a warmonger. You're not a man of hate. If somebody tries to break into your house to harm you or your family, I believe you have the biblical right to pull out your .22 and shut off their belt and shoot off their belt buckle, right? All right, so you're going to bring this to an end?
No, I wish you would. I think I started this mess. It's up to
you
to clean it up.
Well, as always, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Riding the Storm Out. Yeah, we hope that something that we say can be of some help to you. And as we stand together, guys, in a difficult day, that we'll hold the line on the truth no matter what the price is. So God bless you, and until the next time.
Don't put anybody's eye out.
See you soon.